Welcome back to the Narrow Pod Between Pages. It's the daily podcast where we read a page of the narrow road between desires and we mine it for all of its juicy content. This is page number 147. Nettie looked at him for a minute, then burst out laughing. Carrots, she said, rubbing at her face. How many carrots? Maybe six? Bast asked, not sounding very sure of his answer at all. Is six a good number of carrots? She laughed again, shaking her head a little. Okay, you can split some wood. She pointed to the chopping block that stood in the back of the house. I'll come get you when you've done six carrots worth. Bast set to work eagerly, and soon the yard was full of the crisp, healthy sound of splitting wood. The sun was still strong in the sky, and after a few minutes, Bast was covered in a sheen of sweat. He carelessly peeled away his shirt and hung it on the nearby garden fence. Leaving aside the fact that most folk in the town would be surprised to see him doing any sort of work at all, there wasn't anything particularly odd about how Bast went about the chore. He split wood the same way everyone did. You set the log upright, and you ended the page. I'm John from Vintus.
I'm Bill.
And I'm Nick. And there is a huge problem on this page.
I know.
His shocking mistake.
His shirt isn't on the fence post.
That's right. We need to get Nate Taylor here and hold him accountable.
Nate Taylor, how dare you, sir?
Dear listeners, there's an image on this page, an illustration with a shirt hanging from an axe that is set into a stump.
And the prose very clearly describes the shirt as being hung on a fence post.
Yes.
This is unreadable dross.
And that they have a chopping block, not a stump.
So as a piece of semantics, perhaps the stump could be the chopping block. A stump could serve as a chopping block.
Does a stump stand? Because this chopping block stood in back of the house.
Ooh, yes.
I think you would have a stump that stands.
A tree stands. I guess there's no reason a stump couldn't stand.
A stump sits, but a tree stands.
Yeah. Our stump is rooted in the yard. If I was writing about a stump, that's probably what I would say.
All right, we've got to add this to the list of questions that Rosvus right. gets asked if any of us ever see him.
Pat, what is going on here, actually?
This is just incomprehensible.
The one time, Nick may remember this because he asked a question too. The one time I got to ask Pat a question, it was sort of lab created to appeal to his gently trolling sense of like obfuscatory question answering. But I asked him, do you know what's in the satchel that Auri lovingly replaced back under the tile in Slow Regard? And he just said, yes.
Yep.
which is exactly what I expected. And sort of thought that would bring him joy to just answer it that way. So
how much wood do you think you would need to chop to earn six carrots?
Sorry.
I thought you were going to do a woodchuck.
The woodchuck.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. How much wood could a woodchuck chop if a woodchuck could chop six carrots worth of wood? To me, that's not very much. Like, that's the joke. And that's kind of what I was alluding to yesterday when I said that I think Bast is playing dumb a bit, is that he's sort of like looking for work with which to earn enough money to buy six carrots for quotes to like make a carrot soup out of or whatever, you know? Yeah. So like, this is sort of the punchline to me is that, and maybe that's why Nettie sort of smiles and lets her guard down because she's going, oh no, she lets her guard down previously. No, she laughs here. Maybe she lets her guard down. I don't know. Bass is disarming her and she's totally disarmed when he goes, I want to chop six carrots worth of wood. And then she goes, okay, you're just like a goon.
I think that she is like very pleasantly surprised and very much disarmed when he says carrots, because like, you know, she bursts out laughing, that she looks at him, she's like almost as in disbelief, like, Wait, you're here for carrots? Like, oh, okay. Carrots. We can talk about carrots. Like, but yeah, like six carrots worth of work. And I don't know how much grocery shopping the rest of you do, but like a bag of carrots, like six carrots is about a, you know, if you've got nice healthy carrots, that might be like a pound of carrots. And like that bag of sort of your bog common carrots is like one of the cheapest things that you can buy in the produce section.
Yeah, yeah, you can get bundles of firewood at the side of the road in cottage country for like $2 a pound, I think.
Yeah.
So sort of like a pound of firewood, I don't know, charitably. Let's say this is like really primo carrots. That's like maybe 2 pounds firewood tops, which is like, I don't know, 2 or 3 logs split into quarters.
Yeah, but I mean, these are heirloom nowhere carrots, you know? This is like the top end of carrots.
Yeah. So maybe sorry, go ahead.
No. You finish your thought. This is a new thought.
No, I'm really just trying to draw the carrot thing out as long as possible because the whole peanut gallery is clamoring loudly for us to finally talk about Bast with his shirt off yet again, because it's not as though we've had enough shirtless Bast in the rest of the book, but by all means, here he is again. Let's talk about the majesty of Bast's lithe form.
And the sheen of sweat upon his body.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what you're getting so worked up about. It's just he's sweaty because he's physically exerting himself. He is simply more comfortable to remove his shirt. It is simply a utilitarian action. I will brook no debate.
Although, you know, chopping wood, like I love a good wood chop. Like chopping wood is one of the most satisfying chores I think that it's physically possible to do.
No, strong agree here. Those of you who haven't chopped wood, you should totally do it. It's actually dead easy. Like, I mean, it's a workout. You'll get sore, but if you do it properly, it's not hard to do, and it feels awesome.
But also, it's like super intuitive. Like you don't need anybody to explain to you how to chop wood, and like you might be rubbish at it for like a few minutes. But if you're not like just an absolute simpleton, like you'll figure it out, and then you will feel awesome because like you're doing wood chopping and it's great.
Yeah, here's the trick. Let the axe do the work. You barely have to like use your arms. You just have to guide the axe with gravity. Although Patrick raises a good point. If the wood is all knotty and bad, you gotta wedge it open at the end. But
yeah,
if you get those nice pine logs that you get up in Northern Ontario, you can just, you split those babies like butter.
Do you want to tell us more about the naughty bad wood? I'm sorry.
Sure. I go up to my skinning cabin and I take out the naughty wood. Yeah. And then I split it. Yeah. I do the splitting of the naughty wood in my skinning cabin. Why are you laughing?
Sorry, no, it's I don't do that on Tuesday. I do that on Wednesday. So it just seems weird for today. So,
oh, you know, there's never a bad time.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
For the naughty wood. Yeah. All right. So, anyone else who cares?
Ah, yes. Okay. Well, we'll have more thinly veiled sexual innuendo probably on tomorrow's narrow page.
Page.
Page.